Do you enjoy a tipple? Maybe mid-afternoon, maybe on the course, maybe early morning. If you do, and you don't want to lug the bottle around with you, and you're looking for the perfect vessel to tote around your finest beverage of choice, head over to ragproper.com. That's ragproper.com. For the original modern glass flask. I'm sure you all are familiar drinking out of the old metal, stainless, metallic. Just not good. It's not good for the booze. Head over to ragproper.com. Get yourself a modern glass flask. And tell them Birdies and Bourbon sent you. Are you looking for a special gift for that someone? For maybe just some random occasion? Go check out SlabCigarClub.com. Their mission is to curate an unparalleled monthly experience delivering cigars to aficionados and beginners alike. If you appreciate a good smoke, or you know somebody that does, be sure to go and check out SlabCigarClub.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Birdies and Bourbon Show.
Make more birdies.
A bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me. If you don't, you will fall out of bounds.
Welcome to Birdies and Bourbon. Sit down and have a sip.
Welcome back to the Birdies and Bourbon Show. We got a quick one for you today. I think, Dan, don't we? A quickie? Quickie. Just a little quickie, maybe?
Quickie.
Means drink faster. So, let's get right into it. Tiger Woods' debut, first time in a tournament since the Masters. I was a little confused. There were multiple times during the Hero World Challenge that I thought I might have been watching a LIV golf tournament.
Oh, really?
And then I realized John Rahm wasn't there. So I said, it can't be a LIV golf tournament if John Rahm isn't there. I mean, what am I thinking? Let's not get crazy here. And also, Joaquin Niemann, he wasn't there either. He was in Australia winning a tournament. I don't know how they snuck that one in on us. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know how they did that.
What'd you think about the Big Cat? Big Cat showing up to his own tourney. What kind of flavor did it leave in your mouth, leaving the Bahamas?
Well, on Sunday, he kept strutting up with his sunglasses on. It was like the old Tiger kind of coming in on Sunday. He got the red shirt. Thought he was walking pretty well. We were pretty pessimistic going into this thing last week about how we thought maybe...
Speak for yourself.
I was optimistic. You were pessimistic.
I don't like where this is going.
So the headline coming out from like the PGA Tour and some other people on like Twitter and everything was, Tiger finishes even for the golf tournament. The headline could have very, very easily read, Tiger loses by 20.
I think Will Zalatoris took that spot.
Yeah. Well, no, Tiger lost by 20. Will lost by 30.
Good point. Good save. I don't know. Did he look okay? I mean, he looked like an old fart out there playing with a bunch of young studs is what he looked like. It's what I look like at Sweetens. Well, that may be a bit much, but yeah, I mean, the next time they ask him, let's role play here for a second.
Okay.
Media room. I'm sitting in there. I finally got a press pass. First one since like 2019. I don't know. What'd you do to those people anyway? Tiger. Question. Good point. Question over here, Tiger. So heading into this month's tournament, what do you think your chances of winning are?
Good. I feel like I can win again. Yeah. Feel confident.
And there's no rebuttals. They're not giving him anything. We love you, Tiger. Even Brandel was rubbing him off there. It's hard to get on Brandel's good side. So.
I definitely think that Tiger Woods wins the PGA next time it's in Kiowa.
This is real life stuff here. I did poll our followers and fans. Do they think that Tiger's going to live up to his commitment? I did that at Birdies_bourbon, by the way. Ooh, on Instagram.
I like this poll.
Polled the fans and followers. Maybe some of them aren't even fans. Maybe there's followers.
It's true.
Is Tiger going to live up to his commitment of one tournament a month? It was about a 60-40 split, 60 being yes, he's going to. I don't know what they're drinking, but I'd like to have some of it. Because there's no way in hell. Did you see him walking around out there? Ain't going to happen. I mean, unless he's going to chalk up this tournament and then the little hit and giggle with the boy at the end of the month.
You know what Snoop Dogg came out recently and said, no more smoke for me. Right?
No. He meant fire.
He said, no more smoke for me was what the announcement was. And then it was a Solo stove commercial. I think Tiger says he's coming to a tournament a month, it's like, okay, I might play one like six times a year and the other six are going to be me caddying for Charlie.
That's okay. So I'm with you on that. Or it's going to be some event that he's at. It is not going to be January, February, March. Now, is he going to get 12 tournaments in? Yes. At what capacity are those 12 tournaments? I'm on your side here. Him playing professional golf in 12 tournaments 1 month.
Yeah. Ain't going to happen.
Not going to happen.
We can count on like 1.5 hands the tournaments he's going to play. He's going to play the four majors if he can. He'll play Riv. He'll play Jack. And maybe plays something else.
Well, Zozo. Maybe. Didn't he the host of the Zozo too?
He won it a couple of years ago, right? So I don't know. He's won everything. I get it. But, you know, I think it was some kind of tie there or something. Yeah.
Maybe. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. That's what Mama taught me. All right. So good to see him, I guess. I mean, it's good for golf because golf is kind of golf. The PGA Tour is kind of looking like the NFL right now. Now that, you know, a third of starting quarterbacks in the NFL are not starting this weekend and may not be starting into the playoffs. Playoffs. So I think the PGA Tour may be settling in there. I mean, we've heard lots of can we move on from Tiger? Or do you want to talk more Tiger?
Well, on Sunday, they showed him walking, like I said, with that big old strut.
He wore red, by the way. Red and black.
Well, walking into the tournament, he came in shorts, and the brace was right there. He didn't seem to care if anybody saw it.
No, he had had the muscle shirt on. He was showing off those muscles. So he had the shades on, the backwards hat. And now he was dragging his belt. The belt was dragging on the ground. So I don't know. I'm assuming it was a Nike belt, but clearly he must not think much of Nike.
That's where I wanted to go next. So the rumors are circulating.
Allegedly, there are rumors.
Yes.
Rumors are circling. Mm. Now we're not one to feed into the rumor mill.
Mm. No, we would never do that here.
No, we would not.
No, we just do it on a phone call, one-on-one.
Exactly. But allegedly, Tiger and Nike are getting out of they're divorcing each other. Break it up.
That's the rumor.
Sayonara, sucker.
As Johnny Ringo would say, that's the rumor.
Let's see how many Tombstone quotes you can get in during the next 22 minutes. But what do you think? What does this mean? Right. So we saw Nike. We saw Nike exit the equipment world golf equipment arena, exited that shit. I don't know. I mean, this has probably been 8 or 10 years ago. It's been a minute since Nike's made clubs.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
So still in the apparel business, obviously. And not only are they in the golf apparel business as Nike, they're in the golf apparel business as branded by T-Dub. Is this a Ralph Lauren exodus because Ralph Lauren's still in. They're sponsoring Billy Horschel, which, I mean, that's got to be getting them a lot of FaceTime, lots of TV time there. But I mean, where does Tiger go if they are exiting, if they're breaking up, moving on? What does this look like? What does this mean for that? I don't even know if I own a Nike golf shoe. I probably do. It's probably like from Quail Hollow in 2016 or something. But so
I'm thinking off the cuff here, okay? Which means, you know, it's going to be bad. Has, other than, no golf brand has dropped any LIV players, right? No golf brand like Ping or Titleist. They haven't dropped the players that went to LIV.
Well, as far as the equipment,
yes, like Titleist, they haven't dropped anybody, right?
I don't know if that's a fair statement, because I think that they're still playing the same equipment, but I don't know if they're still sponsored by said brands.
Okay, so all right, so John Rahm's potentially going, right? We'll get there in a minute. He's a Callaway guy. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he goes to something like a Callaway. Do they need to fill a void because of LIV? Could they be offering him a pile of cash because they had to?
You're saying is Nike going to LIV?
No, I'm saying because of the LIV exodus, are there players from a brand perspective that have gone that are no longer being sponsored, that maybe a brand wants to pick up Tiger with some extra cash? Because we're speculating. I told you it's going to be bad.
I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing. If you're just listening to this, you can't see my facial expressions and disgust. It's not because, I mean, I made a perfectly good cocktail. It's not because the cocktail tastes like shit. That is a fact. Okay. So here's, por ejemplo, I don't know who it would be. I mean, I don't think, like, big fans of True Links, fans of what the Moors are doing.
What about Link Soul?
I don't know. I mean, is that something that they can afford to do?
If they give them 20% of the company or 10% or 5% of the company? And then it goes, maybe. And then they go public? That's what happened with Federer. Same thing happened with Federer, right? So Federer was up for a deal. And he wanted something like $30 million a year. He was at the end of his career. Nike wasn't going to give it to him.
What brand?
Nike.
What brand? Okay.
He was with Nike. He was at Nike with the shoes and the apparel and everything, right? And he's a global tennis star, the best in the world at the time, right? Number one, all that kind of stuff. And maybe he wasn't number one, but top three. And he couldn't come to a deal with Nike. So Uniqlo comes in, gives him the $30 million for the apparel. He gets a piece of the Switzerland company On Running, and then they go public, and he makes even more money doing that. So is there some kind of thing? Because you know Tiger's heard about this. Is there some kind of strategic thing that he's trying to play there with, like, a Link Soul or somebody else?
He and Federer are buds, right? Aren't they buds?
Yeah.
Pals.
Tiger loves tennis.
Yeah. Pickleball now with the ankle.
Good
pickleball.
Point.
Not as much moving
good
around.
Good point. Pickleball apparel people maybe want to pick up a Tiger, you know?
So the answer to that is maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think it's going to be Uniqlo. Mm. I don't think it's going to be one of the cottage USA companies, brands, Link Soul, True Links, who Johnny O. I don't think it's going to be one of those. I think Uniqlo has a global footprint, so it makes sense for Uniqlo to kind of go down that road with an Adam Scott, right, which is an international player, if you will, a Federer, right, who international player. And, I mean, think about how far advanced tennis is from a international perspective versus where golf is from a not necessarily international perspective. I mean, go talk to the casual golfer and ask them to name five people on the DP World Tour.
Yep.
Right. I mean, probably couldn't. Right. I mean, other than they take some wild ass guesses and Rory McIlroy
and Victor,
but they would get lucky Horschel. Because they're naming, but they don't know them because they're on the DP World Tour. They're just naming who.
Pat Reed.
No, he's on the LIV tour. We'll get Kez to chime in on that. But my point is that, you know, tennis is so far ahead from a global audience than golf is, right? When's the last time you watched a tennis match that wasn't a major that was in the United States on TV?
Okay. You got to bring up a good point.
I don't usually do that. So let's milk it.
I watch the majors on the tennis side. Tennis is hard to watch. They don't put it on the weekends, you know, here. Let me throw another idea at you with the Tiger stuff. All right. What if?
I'm ready when you are.
What if you hit the contract was up and he's going to sign a joint deal with Charlie? Somewhere.
Could be. I haven't thought about that.
I don't know where. Maybe it's Strixon.
Not far fetched. Because I think so. With an amateur status as Charlie has today, but think about this. Think about collegiate athletics, and prior to with Title IX, and I guess it didn't have. But anyway, prior to what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yep.
Like you can't accept money. You can't accept sponsorships. Yep. You get nothing, right? Yep. Well, now that it's fair. I mean, there are still some limitations,
yep.
But it could absolutely be structured so that if he elects to go and play college golf,
yep.
Charlie could have to
kick 10% off to the big guy.
I mean, 10% of a lot's a lot, wouldn't you say?
I'm kidding with that. But no, I mean, and if Charlie has a couple more years in high school, then maybe Tiger just takes a gap year like Brady did.
He needs to get a good attorney because child labor laws are still in force in the United States. That's all I'm saying. Get a good attorney, Charlie. You heard it here first.
Yeah. It could be, you know. So I don't know. It'll be fun. Yeah.
And they send him to Jesse and Jesse Law Firm if he needs some counsel.
Before we get off of the Hero World Challenge, I think congratulations to Scottie Scheffler and Dan.
You were on the bag.
I picked him. He was my pick.
I know you did. I was giving you a hand out there. I felt bad for you. That's why I let you go first. I knew you were going to pick him. And I knew Victor didn't give a shit. He's 2-time winner, FedEx champion of the year. And Victor's like, coasting along here. Coasting along. Yeah. He's still trying to decide if he's going to follow Rambo or not. So
it's true.
Over to the old trifecta.
Which brings us to our next topic.
What do tell?
So it's supposedly going to be announced in the next couple of days that Rom is going to live and getting his own team. And apparently it's like $300 million over 6 years.
What? Well, that suck?
That doesn't suck. No.
And he's won the Masters.
And he's won the Masters.
So he's going to get to go back and play the Masters whenever he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, the other majors, you got to take the money, don't you? To make the money grab. What would Jay do? What would Jay do in this situation? WWJD. What would Jay do?
WWJMD.
He'd bullshit around and about it, but he's taking the money. He's on the take.
So if Rom goes, he creates his own team and he takes, let's just throw it out there, he takes Cantlay and Scheffler on his own team.
Not Scheffler. Did you say Scheffler?
Not Scheffler. Xander Schauffele.
If Rom goes, Xander and Cantlay will. I don't know that they will be on his team. If they do, that's a horrible move because they're. Well, I mean, maybe it's not. I mean, they're going to create the dynasty, right? They're going to be the. They're going to be the deuce and the 88 of the whatever 89 Cowboys, right? I mean, or the early 90s Cowboys. I mean, it will be a dynasty that nobody will be able to get their hands on. I mean, they can take all the Chase Koepkas they've got, and they'll be able to carry his ass wherever he needs to be carried to.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know. I think maybe Schauffele and Cantlay get their own team, you know.
Well, there's only so many holes on the course there.
No, we did 90 holes over 3 days. We talked about this last week.
90 holes.
Is that what he said?
There was a lot of mixed math going on there with, I don't know. I mean, he probably started sweating when he said 90 holes, thinking, shit, 90 holes. What's going on? He's like, I don't know if the leg's going to hold up to that. If I ask you this, I've definitely been drinking, and of which I've been drinking today. Let's be honest. I mean, that's no reason to hide, sugarcoat this shit at this point. If you were putting some odds out there, I know you're not an odds man. You're not an odds maker. But is he gone or is he not?
Who?
Rombo.
Oh, yeah, he's gone. He has not committed to defend his Amex title.
I don't think he's committed to defending anything.
Well, I'm just saying he won the Amex last year, and he has not committed to play again. And that's coming up pretty soon, right? So, yeah.
You think Tiger's going to take his spot at Kapalua in the century? Because it's no longer the Tournament of Champions, by the way. It is no longer the Tournament of Champions.
No, we don't have that many champions that can play, right? I mean,
No, not that many.
So let me ask you this. So if he does, and, you know, I don't want to give my answer because I can move a line just like Phil, you know.
Yeah, Phil knows nothing, by the way.
Exactly. What about if he goes and the other two go? Is the live deal dead?
Oh, no, I think it's even more on.
Well, what is the incentive on live?
They're taking over. They're the evil character in the comic book that's taken over the world. Exactly what the PGA Tour thought that they were going to do with the upper hand. It's now gonna. This is chess, Dan. I know you're not a chess guy.
I'm more of a Training Day.
More of a checkers kind of fella. But they get the upper hand. I think if it happens, I think because if that happens, more will follow, and it's gonna be worse for golf. I think that if he goes. I don't know that it's a good thing for him financially. Is it going to make me want to watch live golf more? No, I don't think so. So riddle me this percentage wise of the 100% of the time that you could have watched golf in a calendar year in 2023 thus far, of the pie, if you had a little pie chart and it was PGA Tour golf and live golf, How much percent of the pie would PGA Tour have versus LIV?
Well, it was 85%. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I was going to go like 90-10.
Yeah.
It's like, because I've, while they've got the characters and they've got the personalities, they've kind of stripped those from the PGA Tour. It's still, I don't, there's something about it that just doesn't, it's not doing it for me. I mean, it's, golf is reverting back to like, not that I remember or know about this, but what I think about golf and what it used to be of people like, oh, you're watching golf. Nobody wants to watch golf. I mean, they've regressed quite a bit in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't see them doing anything to get better. As a matter of fact, it could even get worse if they move forward with this golf ball bullshit.
That's what I want to get to next. Look at you.
Well, look at this. It's like a professional. It's almost like it's scripted. These lead-ins.
These lead-ins.
These lead sheets. They paying you more than they're paying me. I tell you, you lead me to the bottle. I know how to get it in my mouth. Rory's chiming in, Tiger's chiming in. You got all these people chiming in. It's not gonna. And I'm like, well, screw you, Rory. The casual golfer. I mean, it's not the 5 to 10 yards that's gonna take off of his game. It ain't gonna make it. Well, it might. I mean, if I need to carry that thing 220 to get over the water, and now I'm carrying it 195. I mean, shit. It makes a big difference. I mean, that's another penalty stroke. I have enough as it is.
Did you see the drives they said Tiger was hitting this week? He was on like 360-something yards. I'm like, what? What? He has one leg.
I don't know. I mean, pretty much. he essentially on an island in the Caribbean. I mean, he's pretty much a pirate at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. He's Johnny Depp.
I mean, he does have a nice boat. So I say, allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah. I don't know, but I'm like, hold on here. Well, it's only impact. No, we could bifurcate and we could, we could do nothing, which is not an option. Or we could just, we're going to roll it back for everybody. And I'm like, No. I think if anything, you bifurcate, right? And you say, hey, you guys, you're scaling it. So number two, you're a baseball guy. Mm. Allegedly, they used to call you the left-handed lumber at the old red and white there in North Kakalaki. What if they, it's like, do you want to go to a baseball game and not see home runs?
Oh, I miss the 90s so much, man. Oh gosh. Give me McGuire and Bonds. Yeah, and
right. Give it to give them a bigger needle.
Oh man.
Give them a bigger syringe and a bigger needle. I mean, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yes.
Do you want to go to a NASCAR race and not see a wreck?
No,
absolutely not. You won't. You think I want to sit here and watch these fuckers go round and around?
Did you watch Gran Turismo yet?
I haven't because okay. You must have. I couldn't get it. It's it was
you gonna, can pay for it.
It's expensive. Yeah.
Why? You can wait a month. It'll be out. Yeah, it's fine.
I didn't get that approved. That wasn't approved in the budget. So gotcha. I gotta submit my request for that.
Gotcha.
But I did see it, and I'm gonna watch it.
That's good.
But So here you go. Let's go back to tennis. So you can serve and you can get an ace, but you can't hit the ball faster than 180 miles per hour. If you hit it faster than 180 miles per hour and everything's clocked, there's a speedometer or I don't know, what do you call the thing that takes the speed?
A radar gun.
There's a radar gun that records the ball speed of a tennis ball. Oh, by the way, If you ace this guy on the serve and it's over 180, it's not going to count as an ace. Actually, it's going to be a point to your opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what, I mean, I don't, what are they doing? I don't understand what's happening. Well, they're hitting it too far and they're scoring too. Okay. Well then make the fucking greens faster. You want to do a trick? Make the greens faster. Put the pin, put the cup in the heart, put it on the hill, on the slope, in the corner of the green that's almost impossible to hit. And let's see, you know why they're not bitching? You know why the players are not bitching about the golf ball rollback?
Why?
Because they're still going to be able to hit it 280 fucking yards. I mean, I was looking in Golf Digest or Golf Journal. I had it somewhere. I was going to get into this, but I knew we had a short window. But Johnny Miller, he was averaging with persimmons and the old Bellotta. He was averaging 280 yards. Okay. If they're averaging 280 yards with the golf ball, it does. They're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It's not going to impact. That's the thing is they think about this. I mean, how many times have you seen Chez Reavie shoot 20 under or better and win a golf tournament? How many times have you seen Jim Furyk 20 under or better win a golf? I mean, the it's them hitting the ball shorter. I tell you what, then do this. Take the driver away. Take driver away and make them just hit irons. I don't understand the whole golf ball rollback piece. Maybe you put it on pause. Maybe you say you're not advancing farther than this. But I don't understand how the recession of the golf ball is going to make them score worse, is going to lower the scores. I don't get it. Like, well, we're running out of real estate. Okay, well, guess who's going to work out more? Guess who's going to get faster in their swing speeds?
That's the thing.
I mean, I mean, Tattersall said it before, right? Many times. It's like, hey, if you make me work harder to hit it farther, I'll just work harder to hit it farther. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. I think it's a weak response to something that doesn't need an answer.
Yeah. But the guys that are the longest are still going to be the longest. They're still going to have the advantage. And yeah, 100%.
Make it harder. Grow the rough out. Grow the rough out everywhere. Grow it 3 feet high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put more hazards in play. Give them more bunkers. Put more water in there. I mean, make it true. Make it a friggin' putt-putt course if you want to make it harder. I don't know. I don't care. It ain't gonna hurt my game. It ain't gonna hurt my double-digit handicap. So I don't really care. But the whole argument about, you know, is it or isn't it, I don't know. I don't get it.
All right, real quick. the nominees for Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year announced. Player of the Year, here's your nominees: Wyndham, Victor, Rory, John, or Scotty.
Scotty, Rom, Victor. Those are my three for Player of the Year.
Okay.
There's only one Rookie of the Year.
Do you think that Victor wins for Player of the Year? He won the FedEx Cup.
I know. I think that they're going to hold off on making decisions, and maybe that's the reason. I don't know. I have to go back and look and see why they haven't announced this before now, but maybe they're really holding out because it's like, well, we can't announce John Rahm as a Player of the Year. How long have we been saying, why are you not announcing Eric Cole as Rookie of the Year already?
Ludvig? Is Ludvig, well, did he win like one or two tournaments at the end?
Eric Cole.
Then. Okay. All right. Let's see. Anything else this week? I think we covered almost everything. Did you see Ted Lasso dancing at the Iowa game? Or
yeah, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, kind of saw it.
Kind of saw it.
All right, we got more important things to do.
Hold on. Do you have a one and done for the Grant Thornton real quick?
Let me see. Do I have?
We'll never cut it short, guys. Follow Cal on Instagram. He'll put up his picks there for this week. It's exciting. It's a new tournament, right? And it's pairings.
Is it exciting? That's a bold statement.
It was exciting and new, and it's a 50% truth there.
Don't let the facts get in the way. Maybe Lydia Ko and Jason Day. I can go there.
Who's Nelly playing with?
I'm looking. You're really, is she even playing?
Yeah, she's on all the posters.
Do you spell Nelly with an N? She's playing with Tony Finois.
That's the one. Nike champs right there. Do you like Lexi with the, who's Lexi playing with?
Yeah, Lexi and Bucky.
That's a good one too.
Mark it down.
Mark it the winner.
Hey, for those of you that are showing up, I'll see you at the Ugly Sweater on Friday.
All right. Sounds good.
Cheers.